I suppose, difficult in respect of not being able to plan properly. It is very frustrating for a manager or a coach. You don't quite know what you've got, and you can't prep a session because you're waiting to see what's going to happen, what the outcome is. And you know, so we had players drop out on Friday with little niggly injuries. I think Nicky Hunt dropped out with a knee that he's had a problem with for a while, but he's played through it, and he's sort of, Friday was maybe a bit too much, so we decided to stay at home. And then Callum Kennedy with a groin on Friday said it was painful, so he had to drop out. And then Teddy Mezeguet came out and tried to train, and his was sore. And obviously all the other injuries that we've got currently are long term, which we've spoke about. Mickey Collins has had a bad back, and we've managed to get him through the game today. He was touch and go, but you know, fair play to him. He's got out there and braved through it again. And so yeah, it's been tough, you know, not knowing sort of what team I'm going to be able to put out and what system I'm going to be able to play. Even today, I got to the point where I wanted to play a certain system, but I couldn't. I just didn't physically have the players to do it.
Is there a coincidence between the number of injuries and the fact that wages once again weren't paid?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's been a long season. If the boys are feeling they've got injuries, the only way that can be dealt with is, you know, having scans and having a look. And you know, we have to take it as it is. If someone says that they're not feeling good to play, then you know, you can't push them out on the pitch. So
it's asking a lot of the youngsters today, though, wasn't it?
It's been asking a lot of the youngsters all season. You know, I've said that, and a lot of them probably haven't been ready to play as many games as they have. But again, they've been brilliant. They've worked hard. There's been boys playing different positions. So I had to play Sandro at left wing back. I had to play Freddie Moncur at right wing back because I didn't want to change the system. And I thought, you know what, we're going with six more games. I want to go for it. I want to try and put the opposition under pressure. And to a certain extent, we did. You know, we kept possession well. We played through the thirds well. We conceded a goal that boys sort of dropped their heads a little bit. But we carried on. Lots of positives from it, again, that I can take back to the training ground that we need to work on. So if I can sit in there at the end of the game and talk to the players and say, you know what, you've worked your socks off, you've worked as hard as you can, you've been brilliant as a team again, in respect of how hard they're working for each other, and we can take something back and say, look, well, let's go and work at this, then that for me is what I should be doing now, is taking things from the game that we need to work at, try and make it better for the next game, and that's all we can look to do.
And in terms of these young players, is it an advantage for them to have this first team opportunity, or could it be psychologically a disadvantage now when you look at what 20 goals conceded, one goal scored in the last six?
I look at it like this, is that if I was young and I had the opportunity to play on the pitch, I would, no matter what happened, I would always be happy to play. You know, as a youngster, I was playing at 18, 19. I got the opportunity to play like some of these youngsters have. And, you know, you take it. There's no real pressure on them in respect of what, you know, going out onto the pitch. But obviously it's hard being hammered every week, and not in respect to the score, but just in respect of that morale and that. But then it could make them stronger, could make them more resilient. You know, I've said the other day, the whole situation of the club will make these boys more resilient. And when they come up against something like this in the future, they might deal with it in a different way and a more positive way, a more positive way that they can, because of what they've been through in the past. So there's loads of positives from it, and there are obviously a few negatives that it could possibly sort of psychologically, you know, cause the boys a problem. But I'm not really too concerned about that.
It must be so difficult for you, though, especially with a group of players and staff that aren't getting paid at the moment. Has the president told you when people will get paid?
I saw the president yesterday, and the president has said, as he said to me and Webby the last time we was in a meeting, that he will honour his whatever the contracts are of the players. That's exactly what he said yesterday. And again, he said the same thing about the technicality of the new bank account. And once that's sorted, he'll pay everybody. That's I can only take that on face value. You know, if someone looks me in the face and tells me that's what's happening, there's nothing else. You know, I have to believe that. I want to believe that.
Did he talk about the future?
No, we've not spoke about the future in respect of anything past the end of the season. So all I've been told is we had seven games. I think I took over at seven. Try and get the best performance that we can out of the boys. Try and get them playing in a way that I feel is the right way to play, in a positive light, where they try to enjoy themselves and get something out of the game. And that's what I'm going to continue to do till the end of the season.
Do you get any ideas to whether or not he sees his future with Leighton Orient?
No, I don't really want to comment on anything past the end of the season. All my concerns are at the moment is making sure we get these boys who are playing on the pitch, off the pitch safely, in a manner where they are, like we spoke about psychologically, you know, they're coming off of the pitch happy with it. We have to be able to make sure we come off of the pitch letting them know that there's lots of positives, because there's always positives and there are the negatives, but no, we've got to keep them buoyant and positive.